T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Yeah, it's us right here doing our thing, playing the Rams, taking phone calls. 860-522-9842.
Hello, Abby. Goodbye.
But I really want people vaccinated. If you're
doing everything we can to keep you safe.
Optimism is contagious.
Oh, that was great.
When checking on current events, some things just don't seem to make sense. I just want the news to be unbiased views and not some reporter's pretense.
Yeah. Good point on that.
Todd, it's Governor Ned Lamont. I filed my paperwork for re-election. We're really making a difference. Susan B., Josh Paul, Deborah Giffords. We're doing an amazing job. Our business is great. I mean, did you see that story in Oxford? These people took some laundry detergent, and they filled shopping carts, and I think they're starting their own laundromat. Business is booming. We're doing a great job. And optimism is contagious. Optimism is contagious.
Optimism is contagious. Optimism is contagious.
We're doing a great job.
Make a difference.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was a good Ned imitation, don't you think? That was a jolly Ned imitation.
The governor says we have to give up some freedoms in order to be safe.
This is from last year.
That's not happening. I'll fight him for my freedom. And second of all, I would rather chew glass than take one of his vaccines. So, thank you.
I love that rant. That's from 1 year ago.
Hey, Todd. Joe from Windham. I was just thinking about our conversation earlier. I think it would be sweet if you brought up what happened 6 months, 12 months ago with your regular guests, like definitely Alonzo and Joe Markley. Hear what we were saying a year ago and what we think about it today. I think that'd be sweet to, like, just keep everyone in the know. Like, don't forget. Don't forget what happened.
Yeah, so that's a good idea.
And I love it when you bomb great American patriots.
Bomb when we blow up the great. That is a high point of the show for us. Always big smiles around the station. No doubt. Yeah, so Joe's idea is that we should be revisiting. We should do like annual. Let's start doing that, Anthony. We'll keep a log of the big story of any day, of every day. And then we have it always to go back to. And maybe even save a call or two from. So we can
this
always
day
be doing
in news media.
Exactly. In rock and talk radio. 1 year ago today.
Hi, Todd. Just a great American patriot.
Again? Huh?
Hi, Todd. Just a great American patriot. Today's rant is...
He always says today's rant, even if it's the 17th rant he's done. Hi, Todd. Today's rant.
Hi, Todd. Just a great American patriot. Today's rant is all about some guy you had on earlier as a caller
talking about...
What do you mean, some guy I had on as a caller? Some guy.
Talking about...
I thought liberals loved their fellow man. I thought they were compassionate. I thought they were against bigotry.
Talking about hydrochloroquine could have saved thousands of lives.
That wasn't a caller. That was an esteemed professor and researcher, I guess. Dr. Harvey Risch at Yale University.
But it was denied them. That's all fake Newsmax or fake Fox News, some fake doctor on there. Hydrochloroquine does.
How would you know except if a scientist told you? How would you know whether hydrochloroquine works except if you were told?
Look out.
Man, he's such a beautiful caller because he epitomizes all of the worst things about the most edgiest, aggressive people on both sides who have no idea what they're talking about. It's so much fun to hear him and so frustrating. Mark Christopher, on the other hand, is a delight in the BPS.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, Thursday afternoon. And what a delight to see Michael Leibowitz's name flashing on the line. Lebo calling from the big house. What's happening, sir?
Well, first of all, I don't think I want to be called Prisoner Mike anymore. I want to be the Doctor of Diversity and the Wizard of Woke. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if it fits you. It's a good name, but I don't know if it works for you.
It probably doesn't. But anyway, Todd, what I wanted to talk to you about is political principles and compromise. And if I just give you a little background, it stemmed from an awesome interview you did yesterday, got me thinking about this. You did it with Representative Fiorella, and she recommended to the audience one of my absolute favorite books of all time, The Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. In a previous show, she recommended my absolute favorite book of all time, which was Atlas Shrugged. And I thought both times she did a spectacular job, and I'm just pleased that those books are being put out there. But I couldn't help but noticing that Kimberly Fiorella, I've heard her argue for zoning laws, specifically to stop the high-rise sort of buildings, the multifamily apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what one thinks about those, that policy, the fact of the matter is, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Ayn Rand and Henry Hazlitt would oppose those kind of zoning laws, as would the Foundation of Economic Education, which she also referenced. And it just, the contradiction sort of baffles me, I guess. But then you and I had a talk, and you said, well, when you're running for, when you're in politics, it's different than just being some guy basically, you know, in prison, in that, you know, you have to be able to get elected. And it just seems to me like that's a dangerous idea when politicians do that. And I don't know that she's doing that, so that's not what I'm implying. But a lot of politicians do. They compromise their principles in order to get elected, you know, thinking, well, once I get elected, maybe I can do other stuff. I really don't know, but I just think it's a dangerous road to take, and I would love to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, there's no doubt it's a dangerous road. My point was a little more nuanced, I think, that anybody going into politics finds out pretty quickly that the game they're in is one where they have very little influence over policy. They have to pick their spots, they have to accumulate power, and they accumulate that power by doing favors for other people and accruing followers and big blocks of them and big blocks of voters who will support them. And the way most people find they can survive best in that system is to become part of the system and adopt and adapt to the idea that you can't really accomplish much if you don't have a lot of chits out with a lot of different people that you can trade with. And I'm not saying it's the best way to do things by any means. I'm not advocating, but I'm just saying life has a way, especially when you live inside of a corrupt system, of putting the squeeze on you and getting you to start to trim the excesses of your own principles in order to accommodate others.
So I actually agree that that's what happens. I agree with you, and I've been thinking about this all day because we had a discussion, you know, earlier this morning, and I'd actually read a very good interview with Garry Kasparov from the he's the former chess champion of the world. He's from one of those former Soviet satellites. I don't know which one. But I also read a couple other articles in the Soviet Union. And what this reminds me of, this idea, I think that, I guess what I'm trying to say is I believe that the problem then is with the populace. Because if the populace doesn't know enough to where you can present solid political philosophy and ideas to them and they'll vote for that candidate, then those are the people that need to be educated. And what happened with the Soviet Union when it collapsed was it just wasn't a country ready for capitalism. Because the populace wasn't prepared for it, and it seems like that might be what happens in America, where people, you know, they like to patronize ideas like free markets and free trade, but they still want the safety net. They still want certain government favors, and that causes them to vote for politicians who will basically give them what they want. So I don't know how much we can keep blaming politicians, Todd, and not focus on the populace that elects them.
Yeah, but you know, the whole thing is interactive. How does the population make good decisions if it isn't educated? How does it make good decisions if it's being lied to by everybody in power, by esteemed people who are held up by the media and others as experts and authorities? When you have this secret society going on behind the scenes that's rigging the flow of information so you don't get accurate information. I mean, it's stunningly difficult time to try to manage through all these problems that are bearing down on the country right now.
I agree, but with this sideline that I've tried to get in my 20 some odd years in prison, to get so many people who love to argue about politics to read Atlas Shrugged, to read Henry Hazlitt's Economic in One Lesson, and to read another great book, The Law by Frederick Bastiat, that I think could be put in with those two as the three books that, if they don't change the world, if someone reads them, then nothing will. But people won't read, but they still want to have opinions. And that's what I mean by I don't know how long we can blame politicians if they're just responding to a populace that won't take the time to even read a book. I don't know what you do. I do think, though, that strong political leaders could make a difference if they're willing to take a stand, but it has to come with the risk of losing elections. You know, for instance, when Brett McCall and I wrote our book, we knew damn well that we were risking getting separated and a lot worse. But we were willing to take the risk because we thought the message had to get out. Similarly, when I come on your show, I often get inmates upset at me, I get the staff upset at me, but ultimately I think the truth has to win out, so I'm willing to take that risk. And I just think if two convicts were willing to put their own safety at risk to get the message out, then politicians ought to be able to risk getting elected in order to get the truth out.
Well, that's a good message for everyone to hear and maybe get inspired by PrisonerMike.com.
I hope so, Todd. Before I go, I just want to say Osborne CI is a complete money pit for the taxpayers, and Osborne CI needs to be closed.
All right. CI, I'm assuming, stands for Correctional Institution?
Or Corrupt Individuals, either or.
Michael Leibowitz, thank you, sir. Nice to talk to you. Visit PrisonerMike.com if you want to see more. Thank you, Lebo. Nice to talk with you. 860-522-9842. More rants to go.
Look out, Jen Psaki. Watch your back. I hear Brian Williams is out on the loose, and he's gunning for your job. He's going to be the next presidential press secretary.
It just could be.
So anyhow, the other thing is the people calling in, they start calmly, and then they escalate and start screaming and yelling. And
the people calling in here? No, people don't yell and scream. There's very little of that here.
It's not going to be any good for everybody. It's better if people just try and think about what they want to say before they call and try and stay calm, even if you all disagree with each other. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I wasn't kidding. Why are you laughing? I wasn't kidding when I said that. I mean, there aren't that many people who yell when they call in. And by the way, it's good if people feel the need to yell. I think let them do it here because it's a chance to get it off their chest. and we can sort through what's true and what's false about what they have to say. I love a lot of yelling. It's fun to listen to, too. Make some noise. Make some noise.
You know, Todd.
I do know, Todd.
You know, Todd, it's amazing how gullible a lot of people are today. It's
true.
Unfortunate. But wait till the Chinese launch another virus.
Wait till they launch another virus. Is that what you said?
Wait till the Chinese launch another virus. Then they can just say, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Have a good day, Todd.
Thank you for that call.
Hi, Todd. Oh, I so forgot. And I'm so sorry for all you veterans. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Even if you did, some of you did vote for Biden, the jerk. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for my freedoms. Thank you for my freedom of speech. Thank you for my rights to freedom. Thank you. Ta-ta. Later.
Later, Gladys. Thank you.
Ned Lamont's new campaign ditty.
You can't touch this.
Look, we're doing this to keep you safe.
You can't touch this.
That kid with the nickel bag or that kid with a pistol.
You can't touch this.
We're doing everything we can to keep you safe.
You can't touch this.
But I really want people vaccinated. If you're
doing everything we can to keep you safe.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Trying to exploit it, or these are really deeply held point of faith reasons they put forward. But
you can't touch this.
I think the state made extraordinary progress over the last 3 years.
You can't touch this.
Do you know when that's from, Anthony? I just don't remember. I could have guessed that was a year ago or 2 years ago, but it's recent.
That wasn't a year ago because, yeah, I was here for that. That was like, I don't know.
No, that was very recent.
Yeah, that had to be like 2 months ago probably.
Yeah, but I can't remember who did it or what the circumstances were, but I love that. I love that. What was the best moment of the rants, though, today? I think it was that singing? Where was that singing?
The flatulence.
Hello, Nebby Doo. Goodbye. Oh,
good. But I really want people vaccinated. If you're
doing everything we can to keep you safe.
Hello, Nebby Doo. Goodbye.
Optimism is contagious.
No, you're right, Anthony. The first one was the best one. Here we go.
Hi, Todd. This is Joe Biden calling. I'd like to talk to your listeners about the importance of understanding climate change and the effect.
So I try to imagine Eric doing that rant, and I'm imagining him like driving down the road and doing the flatulent sound and, you know, doing the full bite while he's driving. Isn't that so cool to imagine? He had to do all that stuff. He had to practice. He had to practice, Anthony. Anthony's so disinterested in the show. He's got so much he wants to do besides be involved. That's fine. You can go away.
True.
Go read your phone. Do whatever it is that's more important.
Okay.
I haven't gotten 30 seconds of your attention the whole show.
That is not true.
40. Maybe I got 40.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.